Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
I have to tell you about, right, I had about my weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So it was nice, did a bit of socialising, had a few people around to the house.
Socialising,
I did.
Having people around to the house is a pain in the... Yeah.
Trevor was like, no, in fairness, Trevor hasn't had his pals over to the house. So we were like, oh, we'll have the friends over. And all of his friends have one plus, well, basically two kids, majority two right. kids. So we had about eight kids under the age of one and a half. It's a lot of
really not painting a nice picture of your weekend.
It's a lot of children.
Eight. So what are they playing with? Did you have any toys?
No, because we don't have, like, any of the toys we have are Bo's toys, my doggy's toys, covered in dog germs. So luckily, they all came so well prepared. They all had toys for their kids. So we were kind of thinking, like, you know, we'll have Bo over. We'll have Bo in the house, and Bo gets on, like, he's really good with kids.
Bo is Zainab's dog, for anyone who's new.
Yes, he's my floof, right?
Oh, sorry.
My floof. Je m'appelle en floof.
Zainab calls her dog her floof.
My floof, right? So we were like, Bo's going to have a lovely time because he's really good with kids and he just kind of like tries to lick their hands. That's basically what it is, right? So that morning, we wake up and we're like, right, nice, you know, chilled morning, get the house all tidy and stuff. And then I look to... Oh, sorry. Then Trevor picks up something off the ground and he was like, what's that? That looks like... Is that one of your, you know, prescription tablets, shall we say?
For her not to join the club of
the familias.
Trevor's friends.
Oh, right.
Yes, he goes, is this one of your tablets? And I went, ha ha ha, and I slapped it out of his hand. Because I didn't think it was, I was like, ah, oh, that's a bit of fluff or whatever, right? And then we go down the stairs.
So where did the tablet go?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
She had to have a house full of kids and a dog. With medication on
Stop.
The floor.
I know. So I was like, woo, okay, hit it out of his hand, go down the stairs. And then I was like, what is that on the ground? And it was my not joining the club packet ripped up.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Only one tablet left in a pack of like 20 something.
I heard about this on the weekend. I was like, whoa, this is interesting.
This is very interesting.
Did the dog eat the tablets?
So we were like, so we thought he must have eaten all the tablets. Like, I must have knocked it off the kitchen counter or something last night. And this was the morning time. And maybe, like, I don't know.
Okay. And how close are we to people arriving Ding Dongs?
Okay, no, this is about 4 hours away.
Okay, still
a bit of time.
You have to do a quick search.
Oh, Trevor ran up the stairs, scoured the floor, found the little tablet that I thought would be hilarious. I didn't realise.
You're wild and crazy, you knocking tablets out with his hands. Whoa!
I didn't know. And it was only when we came downstairs that I saw the pack and went, oh my God. So then I had to call the vet.
Oh God.
And say, hi, my dog is after eating da 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 da.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, get him here. Like, get him here now.
Oh Jesus.
Like, get him here now.
Stomach pumps or something.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Now, he said, out of all the tablets that a dog could eat, they would be kind of the safest ones.
Do they taste amazing?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I love how
Why would
so.
He eat them?
I don't know. I think it was
the dogs eat anything.
No, I say I think it was
that
just
poor dog at home, no food in the house, crying every night.
I think it was just like, oh, this is plastic. Let me rip up plastic because sometimes he'll just rip up random things,
yeah.
And he just so happened to rip up that. So I had to bring him. So I brought him to the vet. Had to get him a little injection to make him sick, right? And while I'm there in the room waiting with Bo, like he's gotten his injection, we're waiting for it to take, you know, to move things, right? The vet goes, "Are you on the radio?"
Oh my God, of all the times.
And I was like, ha? And he was like, yeah, no. And he was like, oh, your voice sounds familiar. Now, that has not happened to me
That's good. That's
does a good not sign.
Very good.
It's
a good sign. It's that's good, a good sign. Yeah.
Business, but I was like, business. Oh, okay. And then he goes off, and then I was just there waiting for Bo to.
But he also, he must have heard your name is Zainab.
So oh, yeah. How many Zainabs are there? Zainabs knocking around with Bo, her flu.
Exactly, her flu.
This is true. But yeah, so Bo ended up
and a belly full of medication.
No, stop. So yeah, Bo had to get sick, and then he was feeling all down then for the rest of the day. And then kids were like wanting to pull his ears and
out
stuff.
Out of it, I'd say.
Kind of out
probably
of it.
Probably out of it, I'd say, more than down.
A little bit.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're taking any form of tablets, don't even leave them on the counter because you might accidentally hit them off. Like, now, we're so did, good for not
did you tell this story to the, your friends and they arrived?
Yes.
Because they would all be freaked out that there would be more under the couch. Right?
Like, oh no, we were like, oh no, they didn't care. They just thought it was hilarious. They were like, right. They just thought that it was... Yeah, no, they were fine. It was all they were all gone.
Is that like a, I'm not going to say a sad moment, but is that a realization in your life where they all have kids now and they're going, God, like we used to be probably coming home at this time. Now they're going for walks or all these little park things.
I know, because sure, they had to pack like essentially the whole house to come over to see us.
Getting hives.
Some and, little Bo.
I know, and then there we are going, you'll never guess what Bo ate. And they're kind of like, ha ha ha, we remember those. We remember those.
Wow.
Oh. Yes, that was my weekend.
I don't know if that makes, but poor Bo. That's
I know,
that's
he's poor Bo. Now his tummy's still a bit bleh, at the moment.
It would be, yeah.
So he's kind of a bit down.
He's like a little 90s rock star
he's
or something, isn't he?
He's a little he's troubled a, little baby, isn't he?
He is. Wow. So bold. But that's also my fault. I don't know how it ended up on the floor, but yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked at you, Zainab.
Why?
Leave medication out where the doc could eat it.
I didn't. It was on a kitchen counter.
Well, I'm surprised that you left on the kitchen counter, poor old Bo.
I know. It's not like me. I wrap it up in
that's
love.
Thinking,
my
yeah.
little thing. I know.
And you're not married.
I know. Shame on me.
I'm not married.
Right.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're having a sand bath.
Interested in all things, right?
Mm.
And I do love the crazy side of TikTok. And they have gone full on tilt for today. This is the 8th of September. And later on today, the most viewed total solar eclipse in the history of mankind will be viewed. But millions of people will see this
today.
One. It's going to go right across North America. We'll see. It'll be like 25%, so it'll be like the one in 2017. Do you remember that?
I don't remember this 2017 one.
Everything kind of went slightly dark.
Yeah.
And then it felt like evening. And then suddenly it went back up again. And birds were tweeting, thinking it was the morning. That's what we got. I think we're going to get it a bit better than we got it in 2017 in Ireland.
Cane Tom, what time?
About 8:10 this evening, I think it is.
Okay, hopefully the rain has stopped.
Hopefully.
What are the Norwegians saying?
8th of April 2024, yeah. So the Norwegians, they're the weather people. The TikTokers, though, they are... they're because so it's going to go... Dara O'Brien has flown over to be in the exactly... In
oh, I saw him looking for a bar yesterday in America. So he's over there to see this. So
apparently all the Airbnbs in the... there's a big strip that goes right across America.
Yeah.
That'll get a total... The total eclipse, and he's flown. Like, people have gone. All the Airbnbs are sold out. People have gone. This is going to be a thing. They want to witness this event.
I did not realize this was happening at all because I used to be mad for this kind of stuff.
So for about 5 minutes, if you're in America in certain parts, you'll see it'll just go completely dark for 5 minutes and then start to come back again.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. So, but TikTok are saying that the world is going to. Split into two. The world's gonna. There's all timelines, and the aliens will show up, and that's the reason there's been thunder and lightning and earthquakes everywhere. And maybe they're right.
Oh, because New York had one the other day, didn't they?
Oh, yeah,
and that's it's on the strip.
Oh, okay.
So they're like TikTok's gone full on. Like, you know, stuff's going to happen.
But
the government aren't telling us.
But when they talk, when those conspiracy theorists on TikTok, when they are passionate about something, they sell it. Like, you feel like you're watching Trump do one of his talks. Like, they're in.
I'm convinced now.
So the
I'm
aliens are coming.
It's good. Anyway, so that'll happen. I'm sure you can watch it on TV.
Are we not allowed to watch? Isn't there a thing that you're not allowed to look up?
You're not allowed to look at it because it hurts your eyes.
Yeah.
You don't
even though you don't even know, if you don't know that the rays are coming at you, but the rays are coming at
that's
you.
That's where you need an expert. So yeah, don't look at the sun, obviously, directly. I think you can look through silver foil or something like that. You can put
those little yolks you used to get from magazines, you know, the little paper, the paper glasses.
The one where it's like one eye is red, one eye is blue.
Yeah, I think you can wear them.
The little eye max.
From what I remember is you get a sheet of silver foil, right? You don't look through it, and you hold that up, but you look down at the light that's coming through the silver foil on a piece of paper, and you'll see the eclipse. on the piece of paper. But you don't look up, you look down.
Did you get this from TikTok?
No, I just remember that one from the last one.
Jay has just WhatsApped in. Lads, well, if the sun emits light, why is space so dark?
Jay is asking the questions we need.
That's good, yeah.
10 past 8, is that just night time? No, because we have a grand stretch now.
We do have a grand stretch in the evening now, yep.
It's bright till 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah, so you'll see it tonight.
That is wild.
I remember when I was in primary school that there was a total eclipse, and I remember seeing it happening, and I ran out into my dad's front garden and I was just on my own looking up at the sun. Shouldn't have been doing that, but I remember it so clearly. I was like a little girl just looking at it going,
No, don't, because you go blind.
Yeah, oops, I shouldn't have done that. But sure, look, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
But when someone tells you you're going to go blind, you kind of want to look at it anyway. You're just kind of to kind of tempt fate to see what is this, you know?
And as well, you're always like, especially at that age, you're like, I'm an exception to the rule.
But you know what it's made me think of? It's made me think of this.
Good morning, miss.
Full moon.
Full moon.
She's eating a jaffa
cake. Half moon.
Half moon.
Half moon.
Hmm. Total eclipse.
Yay! Yay! It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7 to 4, past the Jaffa Cakes. Andrew Scott, who's currently starring in Ripley, was asked about keeping up speaking French, and the interviewer then asked what other languages can he do, and here's what he said.
Italian, are you still keeping it up?
I'm trying.
How many languages? You speak all the romance languages now?
I speak a little French, a little Irish Gaelic.
Can I get some Irish Gaelic?
Gur Míle Maith, which means thank you very much for having me today. Gur Míle Maith. Can I Rion Bóthar Láth? Which means may the road rise up to meet you.
Oh,
isn't that beautiful?
That's so lovely.
I love that.
Yes, flying the Irish flag.
He can do no wrong at the minute.
He can't.
No, anytime I see him doing anything, I'm like the proud mother going, yes, go on, Andrew.
One of the most likable celebrities that we've ever had.
And the fact that people talk about him in a really good way, like other celebrities, means he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like and those girls that we watched that show, the Apple TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, Bad Sisters?
Bad Sisters. Oh, every single one of those girls love him, which means that he's a good skin.
I just want to be his friend, that's all.
Season 2.
We have to talk about Billie Eilish. She is teasing new music online, and here is a clip that came out overnight.
Chill reggae.
What's happening?
Chill
is
reggae
that what
vibes.
She's going into.
Well, I don't know. It sounds good. I like it.
It kind of sounds like chill reggae, and then at the start, it sounds like a nightmare. But that's kind
it
of
does, yeah. Well, she's a very trippy, isn't she?
Yeah. She is. And did you see she posted on her Insta stories over the weekend? But she put everyone who was following her into her private story. So when you were looking at it, you saw that little green circle around Instagram, and you're going, I'm in Billie Eilish's. And then it turns out that everyone was, and she was the fastest person ever to get 5 million follows in under 24 hours, because everyone was like, I want to follow Billie Eilish. Great marketing idea.
That's very smart. Very, very smart.
So we're going to have Alicia Weir in studio with us in 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah.
2 weeks time, brand new movie, Abigail. So if you're a fan of Matilda, or if your kids are a fan of Matilda, you won't be watching this movie because it's a horror.
I found it difficult to watch it because I'm not a big horror fan, but if you're a horror fan, you're going to love it.
Oh, you're going to be terrified and love it. Yeah, so out on April 19th.
Best thing about this is it has a massive Irish crew in it.
Yes.
Most of it was filmed here. And there's a man called Stephen Shields from Clondalkin wrote it. And if I'm thinking right, he's probably going to be the biggest ever horror writer in Ireland ever after this movie comes out worldwide.
So he did the screenplay.
He did the whole screenplay for it. He was at the red carpet over the weekend for it. And he started talking about Alicia Weir and him saying, like, you know, putting pen to paper of what he wants this child to look like.
Yeah.
Alicia Weir is up there. And all of a sudden they get huge Hollywood star Alicia Weir. And here's what he had to say about her.
She is probably one of our greatest exports at the moment. Obviously, Matilda was such a big deal. Matilda, she is a completely different beast. But she is absolutely amazing. She is a talent that is. I'm so glad we got her in the movie, because when I was writing this and the directors, Matt and Tyler, were like, we're going for Alicia. I was like, really? If you get her, that'd be great. And they got her, and now we're here today.
Where's he from?
He's from Clondalkin.
Go on, Clondalkin.
And here, sorry, I just see here, he was the longest serving writer on Republic of Telly.
Was he?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah, some very funny stuff.
But very talented, because this movie is Terrifying. Terrifying.
I posted a small little video on FM104's Instagram over the weekend, and the reaction it got from people in Clondalkin.
Yeah, going, of course.
This guy deserves it. He's a legend of a guy. He's done so much for the community, and now he's writing, and he's going to be in the big lads now. Like, I'm talking Netflix big lads.
Come on. Clondalkin, how are you? Huh?
I want to see if people are like me. Okay, WhatsApp 0876797104, because I do this a lot and my other half thinks I'm mad because I do this, right? Okay. So I have certain shows that I really look forward to watching. Yes, to enjoy the show. So we're talking like all the Real Housewives, Below Deck, the one about the yacht, that kind of thing. So I look forward to watching that because I can turn off and I'm just watching the show. Mm-hmm. But then also, the bonus to that is, then I can listen to podcasts recapping said show. So I'll listen to Danny Pellegrino, another show called Watch What Crappens, to watch, to hear.
What's, who's Danny Pellegrino? Podcast.
Danny Pellegrino.
Great name.
He fully, so he...
He's a Below Deck, is he?
No, so he's just a guy who loves these shows.
Okay.
And he'll just recap and he's really funny and he's just
right,
himself.
Okay, yeah, no, I do a bit of this myself, yeah.
And then Watch What Crappens is named after Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen, his late night show.
Right.
So that's why it's all Bravo TV shows related. So I'll literally watch a show to listen to both podcasts recapping the same show. Then I'll go on to Instagram, onto Queens of Bravo's page, because they'll put up stuff about Real Housewives, and then I'll read the comments about that.
Because so you can't just enjoy the show, you have to get, so it's like The Apprentice, and then The Apprentice you're fired,
more or less.
Basically
it's like a full week of one show.
There used to be a great one for Breaking Bad. There was a kind of celebration show straight after it. So you'd watch the episode and then they'd have people who were in the episode being interviewed and talking about it, and they'd have celebrity fans of it. Bill Burr was a huge fan. He'd be in studio talking about what he thinks is going to happen, and the storyline was really good. That.
See, I think it's a really good idea, especially if you don't have friends that are watching the same show, because you feel like you're getting to talk about it with someone else who's also passionate about the show.
There's a good YouTuber, it's a gang of them called New Rockstars, and they cover most sort of... sci-fi things. So they do Star Wars. So when I watch Mandalorian, say, uh-huh, I'll go on to New Rockstars a day later on their YouTube channel, and there's a guy called Eric something, and he will do a review of the episode, but he'll show you all the things you missed.
Ooh.
In about 10 minutes. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that connected to that. Oh, I didn't understand. Didn't know any of this geeky stuff that Star Wars fans are into.
So you're going geeky, you're going full on
reality trash
TV. There's got to be a Sex and the City one for you.
Ooh.
No?
There was one before, but I don't think I've watched it. Yeah, I've never actually got into that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've never done it before. So what, you can just literally find more things about the programs that you love.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But not even, this one isn't even me finding out about stuff. This is literally me listening to people kind of taking off, like doing funny accents. Just literally recapping what I just watched. No new information.
Right,
just
so
a
it's
recap.
Like Big Brother's Little Brother. It's like a fan of the show.
Yeah, more or less.
Community.
And are they related to the show, or are they just fans their own podcasts?
Yeah, they're fans themselves. And then they've actually just gotten quite a big following because people find them funny. Like Danny Pellegrino, I've bought his books.
Right.
Because I think who he is as a person is gas. So I'll literally watch shows that he recaps.
Sounds like a fake name, doesn't it?
Danny Pellegrino.
You're checking into a hotel.
Danny Pellegrino from Ohio. Is his name?
So I'm a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is coming to an end. I think the second last one is...
Oh yeah, I've been trying to save those episodes. I'm not ready for it to finish.
But they have a podcast. So Jeff and Susie, who are in Curb Your Enthusiasm, have a podcast. And I thought, oh great, they're going to review every 122 episodes. And I might go back and watch a few of the old ones. It's unlistenable.
No, I hate when that happens.
Not everyone can make do podcasts.
Oh no.
Jeff just interrupts her all the time and just goes, and by the way, every 5 seconds he says,
oh,
by the
no.
way. And it's just like, oh man, I can't listen to this.
And I was really looking forward to listening to that.
No, she's great. Susie's great, but she's just, by the way, oh yeah, by the way. Oh man, give it the swerve.
If anything, it would be her interrupting. If it was true to the casting of show, it'd be her going, Jeff.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Anyway, if you have any more, let us know. 0876797104. If you've got your what would you call it? Get your geek on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it your fangirl?
Your fanning over something, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
Here we go.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
What's the story, Chris? Are you well?
I'm not so bad, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Where are you?
I'm on my way into work there in, where am I going? Grange Castle.
Okay.
Lovely. You're from Lusk. Was it windy up there over the weekend with Kathleen?
Wet and windy, yeah. Wet and windy.
Okay. Pretty bad, wasn't it, over the weekend?
Pretty bad, yeah. Oh, so a holiday home, get a roof getting taken off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We found a slate from I don't know where in our back garden, so hopefully it's not from our house. And Chris, how do you usually do when you play? When you play along?
On a good day, you know, 8-9s, and then if you don't do you know yourself, it'll be a 5.
Okay.
Ooh, it could be a 10 today.
It could be.
I think it could be a 10.
They're doable, are they?
They are very doable today, Chris. If you're a betting man, I think today's your lucky day.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's see how you do, Chris. Best of luck. €2,000 could be yours. We're going to give you a quick recap on the rules. 10 questions. You can pass if you, and we'll come back to it if we have time. You've got 60 seconds strictly, and we have to accept your first answer. No mess, no Googling. Here we go.
I'm going to go blank now.
No, you won't.
We got this, Chris. We got this. Come on, Lusk.
We're rooting for you, Chris. Come on, Chris. We're rooting for you.
Go on, hit me with it.
Representing Lusk this morning, Chris.
3, 2, 1, go.
Complete this proverb. Beggars cannot be
choosers.
What date is Halloween?
31st of October.
Elsa and Anna are characters in which animated movie?
Frozen.
Juniper berries are used to make what spirit?
Gin.
True or false, Keira Knightley has a range of nightwear called Knightley Nighties.
False.
Venison is the meat from which animal?
Deer.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
A horse.
What is meteorology the study of?
Planets.
What do you call the disguising of soldiers by making them blend in with their surroundings?
Camouflage.
And what year was the very first iPhone released? 2005 or 2007?
5.
10 answers. 60 seconds. Did he win €2,000?
You were very good, Chris. Very, very good.
No.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No, I think I missed one, didn't I, too? Go on.
Let's go through them. Complete this proverb. Beggars cannot be choosers. What date is Halloween? The 31st of October. 2 out of 2. I loved how you pronounced this second lady's name, because that's how they pronounce it in the movie as well.
Oh, I know.
Anna. Sure,
I'd be killed if I said Anna.
Elsa and Anna. Our characters in what movie? It's Frozen. Juniper berries are made from gin. Or what spirit is gin? And then you got 5 out of 5 here. Keira Knightley does not have a nightwear called Knightley Nighty.
But I would trademark that, Jim, because she might.
Yeah,
she might get on it ASAP.
Like Jim's Jim Jams.
There you go. Venison comes from deer. You got that right. 6 out of 6. Porsche logo, the animal that is on it is horse. 7 out of 7.
Sorry, I'm laughing here because somebody said, give Chewbacca the money, because Chris, you went,
Oh, okay, Chris. Meteorology is the study of weather, not planets.
Yeah.
That was the first one you got wrong.
Meteors were in my head.
Yeah,
I'd be the same as well. Yeah.
Same. Planets, I knew it.
Yeah.
They're disguising disguising of soldiers, making them blend in with their surroundings. This camouflage, you got that right. And then this was the other one that you got wrong. iPhone was first released in 2007. So you got 8, Chris. That was really good.
Really good, man.
That was really, really good.
Nearly.
I just like how you were trying to answer the ones and you went,
I'm a skatman. Right, Chris, thanks for playing, man.
Just give them the money.
They've already come in already, Chris. You've been great today.
It's worth a try, Chris. Thanks, man. So Saturday Night Takeaway, this Saturday, there was a problem. Steve Mulhern was supposed to be a big part of the show, as he normally is, but he had to pull out at the last minute due to illness.
Which is unlike him, because he works constantly.
Yeah, he's so busy.
Exactly. He unexpectedly had to withdraw. I don't know what was wrong with him. He was a beloved star, said to have let the production team know on the morning of the show, that he was too under the weather to make it to the West London studios. And so they had to improvise.
So who did they get?
The Jordan North. he filled in.
Oh, Jordan's big now. Jordan's kind of coming up the ranks to be him.
Oh, yeah, do you think?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jesus, anything that happens now, give it to Jordan North, please.
I suppose I didn't know who he was until he was on I'm a Celebrity. And now I'm like, oh, he's everywhere.
Sadly, he's just a very funny podcast with a very funny...
Oh, that gay fella. It's a posh guy.
Gord, he talks like this.
The guy who does all the eloquent elocution.
It's a funny podcast, that. Anyway, Stephen was due to be on the small section of the show, but sadly he was feeling a bit too poorly to perform. He called first thing on Saturday morning just to let the team know, and they had to rejig. Like, that's a live show. That's a huge amount of stuff that has to be moved. Despite the hiccup, they managed to pull it off with no problem.
This weekend is our last ever Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be last ever.
Girls Aloud are going to be part of it.
Oh,
yeah, they're going to be the announcers.
Yeah, so they're not going to sing. Oh, I don't know who the singing people is. I was in that studio on Thursday night.
You saw that,
I did that Fallout premiere. It was in that studio. It is massive.
Where is it? Shepherd's Bush.
It's in Shepherd's Bush. I just thought the BBC was in central London. I didn't know.
No, that's a very famous room. That's where like loads
everything
of things
happens
come from.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, like, so do you have to go by? So you know the way you've got like the grey outside that says like BBC?
Yeah.
Is it in that big building?
No, everyone thinks that. So there's another one in Shepherd's Bush, and that's where Loose Women is done. This Morning's done.
Yeah.
Graham Norton is filmed there, and there was only when we were leaving I saw a Saturday Night Takeaway sign.
Yeah,
and I just said, is that filmed here as well? And they're like, oh yeah. It's like everything is, this is an iconic studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so all many done people. In the one studio.
Shepherd's
I did
Bush.
Not know that.
Yeah, a big lot of music shows and interview shows and stuff would have come from there. Yeah.
Because I went to Graham Norton twice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who was on?
The first time it was on, it was the lads from The Hangover.
Cool.
And they were and Coldplay.
Excellent.
Was the performers. The next time I went, it was Lenny Kravitz was the performer.
Get out.
I can't even remember who was on the couch. I just remember Lenny
What's
Kravitz.
He like in person? Like, is he really tall?
No, he's only a little fella.
Is he a little fella?
Only a little fella.
I didn't know. Oh yeah, well sure, we were at a slant when we were watching, but I remember being, when I went to watch it, I was like, oh my god, we're going to be like, we might be on TV, you know, the way like Graham, they were like, Graham's going to come into the crowd, that's where the show was going to start. So I was like, unreal. So then they moved a chair, sorry, they moved someone off their chair behind me.
Oh.
And Graham Norton sat there, and I was like, oh my god, I'm going to be like right on TV. And then they're like, yeah, now just take this, and they gave us a massive duvet. Oh. And put it over my head, and he was supposed to be like, he was starting
so
off in a bed because he was like,
oh,
The Hangover. And I was like, see that lump there under that duvet? That's me.
You're Graham Norton's lump. Oh, that's brilliant.
I was Graham Norton's lump.
That was my first time ever on tele.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Are you ready for a bit of Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan? So she's singing in New York. What's that massive stadium in New York?
Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah. And all of a sudden she says, please, everyone, welcome Noah Kahan. And they sing Stick Season together in Madison Square Gardens.
Ooh.
Two for the price of one. How do you do?
Have a listen to this.
Till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I played on her, but I didn't all lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Thank you, Sharon.
What's going on with the country music?
It's everywhere.
It is literally everywhere.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Is it because that Lele Show special?
It's all because
they will
of that.
Claim it. They will claim it.
That's exactly what it's for.
But
they'll have two now if they keep this keeps going.
Oh, don't say that.
This is true.
They'll be wearing their jeans and their checkered shirts and their hats.
Well, here, from country to classic, okay? Yeah. I've been following this and I've been trying to bring good news, and it keeps getting kiboshed every day, right? The Spice Girls 30th reunion is coming up, and 1 minute Mel B is saying, oh yeah, we're going to be coming back, we're going to be doing a show. And then she starts slagging off Jerry about her age, and then I'm like, stop talking Mel B, because it's not going to happen. Okay, Victoria Beckham was doing a radio interview, and she has now said what the story is. Okay?
Yeah.
She said, we have a group chat. I speak to all the girls. It would be lovely for us to do something to celebrate the 30th anniversary, a dinner or a lunch, and reminisce. But yes, it will not be any more than that.
Oh, right.
I hate when bands do that. You know, they're constantly, oh, this is going to happen, and then nothing happens. Like, leave us alone.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Ray at the weekend, Saturday Night Live. in America. She was the guest performance. Ooh. Do you want to hear a tiny bit of her brand new song, Worth It?
Ray's amazing.
Have a listen to this.
Wow.
Ooh.
She's just awesome.
Ooh.
This is the same track, and she's a massive big band behind her.
She only just did SNL as well. She's everywhere in America. Oh, chills.
It's wow. good, isn't it? That is Ray from Saturday Night Live.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
She can do no wrong. She's incredible.
So it's lash and rain, as you heard Jim saying, for the rest of the day.
Hello.
It's going to be wet all the time. I think your best bet is to go to the cinema tonight.
Oh, it's a great day for the cinema and a warm bucket of popcorn.
Big, large bucket.
Yeah.
Big Coke.
Yes.
Diet Coke, whatever you're into.
Pick a mix. Mm-hmm.
Would you go for a pick a mix? I never go near the pick a mix.
I love a pick a mix. I never go for nachos. People who go for nachos are mental.
I don't get cinema food.
What?
Why?
I don't get anything.
Why? You bring it back yourself.
Bring me on stuff. Yeah.
You are a sneaker.
What are you going to do?
Pagan.
What are you going to do? I'm a pagan. 55,
why would you do that?
55 million pounds for some popcorn.
My mom has a nice big like hippy dippy looking bag, and we'll go in and I'll go, oh mom, I got popcorn. She's like, no.
Would you get
no.
kicked out if you were spotted with it?
I think it's that's one of the things that's not illegal but feels illegal.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yes,
it's I'm very particular on my water brands.
Oh yeah, because you can
I can tell.
Can you tell?
You can tell. We'll need to do that another day because you can tell.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, now the kids get the normal stuff. Yeah, no problem. But like, if I was on my own
used to go out with someone, and their ma used to go to the Odeon in Blanche.
Ooh.
And she used to go in and get herself a cheeseburger, double cheeseburger,
yes.
and fries.
Heard of this.
And she'd have two cans of extracurricular in her back pocket as well.
Oh.
And she'd sit down and she'd have herself a little feast watching whatever she's watching.
Stop. Oh, so I don't know about that now.
She'd bring her own food or she'd buy it there?
So she'd buy the McDonald's and then she'd have two alcoholic drinks and she'd sit.
The smell of it like.
I know, imagine sitting beside her.
Oh, I'd be like, can I have a chip?
No.
Lovely woman, but great idea, but not for anyone else.
No. I've heard of people going into cinemas and buying the food and leaving. They love cinema food so much.
Oh, yes. Popcorn, yes.
Yes, I've heard of that too. Yeah.
During the incident, a cinema opened itself up to sell popcorn, and I went one night and I bought this massive bag of popcorn, you know, like the size of me.
So the cinema was closed, but they were selling
popcorn. Yeah, it was only for like, it was a wet week, did it?
Yeah, I was like, remember they were giving away massive clear bags of it, and you were literally like Santa's sack with his full of popcorn.
Yeah, it was so good. Anyway, the reason why we're talking about cinema, go support your local cinema. Ours is Movies at Dundrum or Movies at Swords. Dev Patel. Is in a brand new.
I forgot the numbers you told me.
Oh, 1, 4, and 5.
Got it.
So Dev Patel is in the brand new movie Monkey Man. So he wrote it, directed it, produced it, and stars in it.
Now, what's it about?
It's about this fella. He's 7 years of age, and his little village in India gets burnt down by a couple of these fellas from a big city.
Okay.
So then it starts off with him dressed up as a monkey, like he wears a monkey mask, and he's in an illegal boxing ring, and they're baiting the head out of him. Like, I mean, it's crazy how much they're baiting the head out of him.
Okay.
And you're kind of going, why are they baiting the head out of him so much? Because he always has to lose. He gets paid to lose.
Oh.
So it turns out he wants to gain revenge on the people who burnt down his village.
Oh.
And he wants to get so strong. So he's in there every night, it's getting
like,
bet up.
It's like Batman.
It's like... That is what I described it as. It is the Batman movie.
It's the origin story. The Joker kills Batman's parents, and he wants revenge on all criminals.
It is the Indian version of that.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm
as
here.
I am in.
Blood. It is fighting. It's Dev Patel. You'll never see him in any other way bar Monkey Man. And there needs to be a second movie.
And wait, wasn't this one as well that was, as well as Dev Patel producing, it was also produced by Jordan Peele, who's done, you know, with Key and Peele,
Get
Out.
Amazing.
Huge.
So do you know what the story of that is?
Yeah.
That movie, this movie was going on Netflix. Jordan Peele got wind of it. He's like, I'll give us a look at that. And he's like, no, this has to be on the big screen.
Cool. Oh.
Buys it off Netflix, brings it over to Universal, and here we are now. So the first clip you're going to hear from Dev is, I'm like, please tell me you went on holidays after this, because it's relentless.
Yeah, I'm still like a walking corpse, to be honest. I haven't quite recovered. It was intense, man. It was a lot of hats, and you know, when you see me getting ragdolled around a bathroom where my head is breaking every piece of porcelain and every cubicle possible, it was brutal.
I'd say so.
It's a thriller, lads. It's just, you'll want to go to the gym afterwards.
And here, it is very brutal, because here he is saying he broke some bones while filming from toes to hands.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got my foot stamped on, so I broke a couple toes just before we started filming, and I thought, okay, this is really annoying, but I think we can be okay. And then I broke my hand in the first action sequence, and that was tough. You know, we had to change all of the choreography last minute to one-handed choreo. My hand was swollen like this huge elephant's foot. And, you know, we finished filming that day. I carried on shooting, and then we got on a private plane because we had to keep this COVID bubble. And the doctor put a screw in my bone, and he's like, you know, you cannot put any weight on this. You can't put more than a pound or two of pressure. Otherwise, it will be like taking a bent nail out of like wood. Like, you'll ruin your bone.
I probably shouldn't have played that clip for you. Sorry, that was the clip I didn't want to play because it's quite graphic.
Okay,
but when you go see the movie tonight, or whenever you're going to see it, now that you know that and you'll see him being bet around the place, you're kind of going, this guy, like he has something.
Like, he properly went for it. Like,
so it's getting loads of great reviews because of Jordan Peele is behind it now as well.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
It.
Yeah.
So I asked
him. He's not in it.
He's not in it. Okay. I asked about the reaction, and here's what he said.
You know, like, I always come from a place of like fear and like imposter syndrome. So like, even, you know, going to the premiere in South by Southwest, I saw these people queued up three blocks down, and I was like, well, you know, are they showing Fall Guy already? What's going on? And they're like, no, they're here for you. They're here for Monkey Man. And you know, we won the audience award there, and it just blew the roof off, and there was so much goodwill for me in the film, and I was moved. I actually, it was embarrassing, but I did cry a little, because I was just on the stage really exposed, and you know, you've been living with this thing, and I've sacrificed so much to kind of birth this little gremlin of a movie, and for it to be, you know, received with so much love is huge.
He seems like a lovely fella.
Yeah, really sound. Because I was expecting him to be huge back in 2008 when he did Slumdog Millionaire. Like, that was like him in a lead role, and that was, everyone was like, right, here we go.
Yeah, of course.
And then after that, then he was just getting small roles.
Yeah. He went to places to say, will you do this movie? I got an idea. It's an origin, kind of like an origin story.
Yeah.
Nah, not for us.
Yeah.
So he did it himself.
Love that.
That must have taken him a long time. This just shows you a long time. Yeah.
So if you're going to see it tonight, let us know what you think of it tomorrow. But it is relentless. If you're not into blood or boxing, I wouldn't be going watching it.
Oh. Monkey Man.
Go on, Monkey Man.
It rates very highly from Crossy. So go and see it.
This Friday night on Channel 4, Joe Lycett is back for a brand new, is it Late in Life, I think it's called, with Joe Lycett?
Yes, I am obsessed.
What do you call him, Joe Lycett?
Lycett.
No, it's Lycett.
No, because you're not going to go Joe Lycett.
There's no TH in it. Like, it's Joe Lycett.
No, but his Lycett. Like,
Joe Lycett.
No?
Like, he kind of says like...
Twice.
Because he always says, I like it.
No, yeah, but you
Lysett.
You're Lysett. There
Lysett.
You go.
Joe Lysett.
Joe Lysett. It's Joe Lysett.
Joe Knits. Anyway, there's a thing about Joe. He was on the news on Friday. He posted everything up on TikTok and on Instagram and on Twitter and said over the past couple of weeks, he has decided to turn his head on fake news. He said he's been sick of people putting fake news everywhere.
Yeah.
So he said, let's see how easy it is.
Yeah.
So certain things have happened around the world that have been reported by Sky, ITV, the BBC. He was naming them all.
Yeah.
And they were fake. And they were him and his team.
Oh, putting it out.
And the hashtag,
fake news can be generated. Excellent.
Ooh. The hashtag is this Joe?
And what? So what did he fake?
He's going to tell us all this Friday.
Oh, we don't know yet.
So he's been asking people to guess what is what. Now, do you remember last week in the news, an old school 90s presenter called Alan Titchmarsh?
Yes. Oh, yes, Alan.
There was a story about him that in, I think it was Russia, that they pixelated his jeans because they felt they were offensive.
I remember this story.
I don't remember that.
He was gardening and they blurred out his jeans.
Oh, I thought you meant his jeans as in like his
DNA.
I was like, why would they target a pensioner from England?
It was his literal jeans and they blurred it out because it was supposed to be like, you know, popular culture or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So people are now thinking, he's not telling anyone, but yesterday he works for a radio station called Classic FM in London.
Yeah.
Here's Alan Titchmarsh breaking his silence. It's North Korea. Here's what he says.
You might have seen I made the news last week as the centre of a controversy, not something I'm generally familiar with. I doubt you missed it since it made all the national news bulletins. It turns out that Kim Jong-un took exception to my gardening trousers. I thought they were rather nice.
Anyway, he goes on about it, right?
Yeah.
So they're thinking maybe that's one because he's quote retweeted it saying
that sounds like Joe.
Hashtag this is Joe.
But Joe is so smart. Like, you know, one of the things I fell in love with him about is, you know, when like he might be getting like a ticket or something and you get an email being like your car is receiving a ticket, blah, blah, blah. And he ends up kind of going back at them.
So is this his consumer affairs type show or his chat show?
His chat show.
Okay, right.
Yes, are you ready for the next one they think?
Oh, yeah.
You were off, Jim, and it was all over the world about a lady who brought a bobble into the vet thinking it was a hedgehog and it was actually just a bauble from someone's head of their hat.
Oh, yes.
We talked about this when you were off, Jim.
Sorry, even our news team reported on this.
So it's like serious news teams like ours or the BBC's, they fact check. So how does it get past that?
Yeah. I do not know.
Are you ready for another one?
If there's enough people talking about it, like if there's three sources, then they'll report it. So yeah, go on, give us another one.
Orkney shop orders more Easter eggs than their population. That was another one that they were talking about.
I remember that
was
a show.
Yeah.
So every weird story is going to sound like Joe now.
Kind of, yeah. Until we find out this.
But are you ready for the big one? That they think Joe Lysett is involved in it.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka in Scotland.
That the whole thing was a setup.
They think it's Joe Lysett.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because they were going to make a movie about that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and maybe that's fake as well.
They're thinking maybe it's fake. So we won't know till Friday.
Everything's
late
fake.
Life of Joe Lysett.
That went around the world.
Everywhere.
Oh, he's a genius.
If it's true.
But even for the fact that he has us talking about it, going, could that be him? He's very smart.
That
he's
is smart class. Man. Okay. We'll find out very soon.
Joe Lysett.
Friday.
Joe Lysett.
10 p.m. Channel 4.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.